Farmer Frank Hilliker was against Proposition 2 from the beginning. He wasn't sure he'd be able to stay in business when the law passed. But the longtime egg producer has come around.
It's made it fun going to work again. At one point, we almost shut the doors. But after some soul searching and not wanting to work for someone else, we decided to make a go of it.
The law requires that hens have enough space to stand up, lie down, and spread their wings fully. Hilliker has spent the past 7 years modifying his hen houses to meet those requirements, either through constructing new facilities or by increasing the size of his cages. Inside a barn on his ranch near San Diego, three narrow battery cages about 60 yards long are suspended above the dirt floor. They're filled with brown and white chickens.
All these girls in cages. Obviously, these are modified cages.
How many birds are we looking at?
Probably close to 2,500.
There used to be twice that many birds packed into the same space. A sea of beady eyes turns to look towards us. The birds' feathers are still touching, but they have some wiggle room. Hilliker wants to go cage-free. He says there's market demand, and he can charge more for a dozen eggs. He walks next door to another large barn that has been completely retrofitted.
This is a cage-free. You hear how they're noisier? They sing more when they're in the cage-free house versus the cage house. That's because, you know, they're more social.
Hilliker says even though he grew up on the ranch, this is the first time in his life he's learning about a chicken's natural behavior. The birds scurry around on the floor, peck, scratch, and perch on the open, multi-level aviary.
You can see how they're jumping back and forth. I like to call it Chicken Disneyland.
Cage-free facilities were exactly what the architects of Proposition 2 intended when they wrote the law in 2008. Paul Shapiro is with the Humane Society, the organization behind the legislation.
At the time that Prop 2 was voted on, the egg producers and the animal advocates all agreed that it would require a de facto shift away from cage confinement to cage-free egg production.
Shapiro says the egg industry flip-flopped in ensuing years. Producers have challenged Prop 2 on numerous occasions, arguing that the law is unclear. Shapiro says the law has been consistently upheld by state and federal courts.
And one court even ruled that it doesn't take the acumen of a Columbo to figure out how to comply with a law that just says that birds must be able to spread their wings.
But the measure's language did not include the phrase cage-free, nor did it specify exact dimensional requirements. Farmers like Frank Hilliker say they need specifics.
Chickens don't do pirouettes. You know, they don't soar like an eagle. They don't extend their wings. They kind of keep them in close and flap them, but they never extend them fully.
Therefore, Hilliker, like many other egg producers, used the state's egg safety rule rather than Prop 2 to determine how much space to give their birds. That rule requires that each hen is allocated 116 square inches of space. That gives each chicken about enough room to stand on a legal pad of paper. But advocates say that's not enough space for birds to spread their wings. And yet Prop 2 may have improved the lives of California's egg-laying hens.
I mean, I've gone cage-free and a few others have, but all it's done is given the chickens bigger cages.
The law, like most animal cruelty laws, does not require inspections. Noncompliance is a misdemeanor offense. So it will be left up to local law enforcement to interpret the law if they receive a complaint. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.